So what we want to start today is a major sugya in the 8th parak of Chul, and that's called Hanan. Chaticha Nasis Nevei. So this you'll see on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and it goes on to Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. And that's the statement of Rav. So this is right in the middle of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Omar Rav. So when you'll count down approximately 10 to 15 lines down from the top of the Omud, Omar Rav. Kevon shenosan tam bechaticha. Chaticha asmanasis nevel voseres as kolach chatichos. Now I'm deliberately omitting the last few words of Rav. I know that's not fair, but you have it in front of you, so I'm not cheating you. You can look at it in the daf. But I think just before we get to the more complicated dimension of the sugi, which is called min b'mino lo batel Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, let's leave that on the back burners for a moment. Let's just focus on the principle of chaticha nases nevela.
We're only going to focus on the one chaticha, not the chatichos, as the Gemara does. Oseres is called a chatichos, not just. That's like yeshuch bechlal matayim maneh. In other words, if it's Oseret, it's kola chatichos, then it's obviously Oseret at the chaticha that it fell on.
One second, let me try to understand what you're saying. No, any bentsa shiur.
I'm sorry.
Okay. As Atem Shomir, listen to what we're saying over here, and then Yosef, you'll reiterate your point. Rav is telling us that once the tipas cholov settles or permeates throughout the chaticha al-yona, the top chaticha, that chaticha now becomes a chefetz of basa b'cholov. That's called atzma nasis nevela, etzem, atzma, it itself becomes nevela. And the significance is going to be that at some point, if there's going to be a connection, I'm using the word connection as a deliberately ambiguous word, a connection between that chaticha that has already received the permeated tam of cholov in it, and the other chatichos that are in this kedera, right, the balance of the kedera, then what we're going to have is an iser in the entire kedera, not just in the original chaticha. And we're going to need shishim in the balance of the kedera against the entire chaticha. It wouldn't be enough if you had 60 against the what?
Hello.
The tipas chol. That's called chaticha nases nevel. Now, one of the issues that I'd like to address as far as chaticha nases nevel is whether or not this is a mitzius or a din. Mm-hmm. In the Olam HaYeshivas, it's very common. It's almost a methodological premise in any Gemara that you study, that you ask the question, are we dealing with a reality, some sort of physical material reality, or are we dealing with something that's above reality? What do I mean in this context? Is the issue here of chaticha nasis nevela a physical issue, meaning that somehow the tipa of cholov that fell on this chaticha has spread throughout the chaticha, and therefore becomes a cheftzid surah, and that's reality? Or are we saying no, that chaticha nasis nevela is a halachic principle which may or may not apply? It has limitations, it has rules, And those rules are not a reflection of any reality, of any mitzius in terms of the relation between the Tam Isur, or the Tam Cholov in this case, and the Tam Heter, meaning the Basar. But simply, these are the restrictions in the application of the principle of Chana. So I'll give you an example, then I want to read to you a paragraph from this Sefer. What happens if the tipas cholov falls on a particular chaticha, but I don't know about it? When do I find out about it? After that chaticha was mixed with other chatichas. Do we apply chaticha nas nevelo or do we not? What would be your knee-jerk response with that? For sure. Why? Because even if you didn't know about it, right. I mean, the mitzvah is that this tipa spread throughout the chaticha. And now we have a principle of chaticha nasis nevela. Well, if we have a principle of chaticha nasis nevela, the entire chaticha now, insofar as it's received the tam was mefafer and it permeated throughout the chaticha, now became nevela. If it became nevela, I need shishim kenegda in the second tarovas. Why would it make a dent or a bit of a difference if he knew about the tarovas or he didn't know about the tarovas? And this is the famous sugya called Yediyas HaTarovas. So let me read to you a paragraph here based on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, as Chatayni Maskir, I did not bring the Shulchan Aruch into Shir. It's actually behind that wall. Okay. Yeah, you don't mind?
No.
Okay, great. But in the meantime, just write down in your notes that we're going to take a look at one dimension of Chanan, of Chatich Nas Nevelu, that appears in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi Beis. That's Siman number 92, paragraph number 2. And this is the sugya called Yediyas HaTarovos. And we're going to study not just the Shulchan Aruch, which is really just a reiteration of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Machalas Asuras Perek Tes Halacha Yud. But the main focus of our discussion is going to be the Beis Yosef and the Shach. So here's the case. Nafal Cholov L'tof Marak O Chatichos Boso V'lo Noda, and he doesn't know. Now, what does it mean he doesn't know? So there are two possible alternatives of v'lo noda. One is v'lo noda means he doesn't even know that cholov fell into the chaticha and got mixed up in this kadira. He only finds that out later. Then there's another lo noda, which is the case that the Shulchan Aruch addresses here in Tzadi Beis. He doesn't know which of the chatichos received, you know, was the victim of the tipas chol.
As if there would be a difference. That's the point.
Right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know. If you ask him, identify that chaticha, which was the chaticha that received the tipas chol of, he doesn't know. Then he went ahead and he mixed everything together. So now there's the tarovas of the entire balance of this kidera together with that piece of chaticha, that piece that received the cholov. Where is that piece? I don't know. I can't identify it. I don't know which piece received that cholov. Oh, thank you. You want to do me a favor? Open up the Tzadi Beis, because I, unless my Shulchan Aruch is not there... So do me a favor, if you, Yosef, while I'm outside, if you could just read the Shulchan Aruch out loud, or John, if you could read. Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis. Yeah. You want to read out loud? And I'm going to get my copy of the Shulchan Aruch, because that's where I underlined the shot, so it's a little easier. Sif Beis.
This is in
the Machaber.
In Basar Machaber?
Yeah, those are Basar B'Cholov, just one second. Hello, Noda, that's the one, I mean, there's a lot here. I think it's the Basar. Just one second, that's not it. hearing. So in this edition of the Shulchan Aruch, it's on page Mem Beis. Okay? So if one of you gentlemen wouldn't mind just reading it out, you want to do that for me, Yosef?
Okay, sure.
Start reading here, Im Nachal. I mean, it starts with the Chain, but yeah. That's... Okay, and I'll get... I just want to... You start reading.
Okay.
I'm going to get my short
mind. Im Nachal Atoch HaMarak. O Lechatichot V'lo Noda Le'ezo Chaticha Nafal. Either it fell into the gravy or it fell onto a piece and we don't know which piece.
No,
er et hakadera kula ad she yashuv yitarev hakol. Completely mix it up. Im yesh biktera kula ta'am chalav asura v'im lav muteret.
So this is amazing, because if you read the Shulchan Aruch properly, which as I said is based on the Rambam, what we're saying is that since he doesn't know which chaticha received that tipas cholav, when he mixes it together, it all depends upon the tam cholav, right? You see those two words,
right.
Tam cholav.
Same tam, yeah.
But again, Tam Cholav, he doesn't say Tam Chaticha. There is definitely one Chaticha which
still relating to the Cholav as a separate entity.
Right. And yet there's one Chaticha in this mixture that's Chanan, right. That became an Avela.
And I looked ahead in the next couple of words. V'im lo nimtza ovid kochavim shiyitom v'nismoch alav. Okay, then that's a test of Tam. Then, Misharim b'shishim. So that means that we're still looking at the... allegedly at the Cholav as a separate entity,
right,
and a extractable entity.
So before the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, we had the Tur a few centuries before, and he had the Rambam with the same halacha, Vitama, and he was amazed at this Shulchan Aruch, at this Psak, which again, I shouldn't say Shulchan Aruch, it's the Rambam. He says, "Im achatichos kulon b'tocha rotev." That's one thing, you know. So if the tipas cholav fell in a case, right? The mechaber doesn't. Well, again, when I say the mechaber, I mean the Rambam who came before the mechaber, right? Doesn't specify what exactly the case was. So let's try all possible alternatives. One alternative would be nafal l'toch marak, means that. The tipas cholav fell on a mixture of chatichos that are all submerged in the rotev, and therefore the tipas cholav spread throughout the entire kedera. Well, if that be the case, says the Torah, I don't understand. Why does the Rambam say nar es hakedera, near es hakedera?
Yeah, right.
Forget about near es hakedera. If all the chatichos are on, you know, are underwater, so to speak, under the rotev, under the radar screen, then I don't need near. Well, the answer is that it must be that at least one chaticha, if not many of them, yeah, probably at least two actually in this case, are above the rotev. If that be the case, ma moil near sheminayr acharkach. Well, what good is it going to be if he mixes them all together? And now you're going to be mevatel l'tam cholav. Well, l'tam cholav, my friend, is now permeated through that chaticha, which is outside of the rotev. And now you mix that chaticha, we don't know which one it is, together with all the other chatichos. So the Beis Yosef says, you know what the case is? It's a case where everything is inside the rotev. No, if everything is inside the rotev. What?
Yeah, everything's inside.
Yeah, all the chatichos are equally submerged in rotev. So then the question is, so why do we need near? He says, "Afilu hachi tzarich near, kedeshi is arev hakol yofa yofa." Meaning, it's a little bit choppy because it fell on one piece, and you know, maybe that piece is a little bit separate from the other pieces. It's stationary; it's not moving around, and there's nothing carrying, you know, transmitting the cholav into the other pieces of meat. So we need a taromis yofa yofa. So the Shach is very unhappy with this, because whenever you have a cooking food and it's bubbling, you know, it's really it's really boiling, then we don't start saying, well, you know, the something that fell in is only in part, it's not in the other part, you know, it fell in the north and it doesn't reach the south. I mean, there's halacha that everything that's submerged under Rotev is a tarovas. The tam is Meguruv in all the chatichas. Well, what's going on over here that the Shulchan Aruch says that Tzarech Nir Kadesh Yisarvu Yofa Yofa? Where do we find such halacha of Yisarvu Yofa Yofa? So the Shach goes back to square one. There's the Shach in Sivkot and Ches. And he writes, let's understand the Rambam Kipshuto, that there's one chaticha that's outside of the rotor, but lo noda liyeza chaticha nafla chol v'lo shayach lomar chanan. He can't say chanan. Why? Because now that he mixed up everything together, so we have one taroves, and everything is included in the suffix. So he's menaira sakdero, vakol mitztarif levatel, and we don't apply the principle of chanan. Pretty revolutionary, no? Again, I'm just going to review. According to the Shach, once you have the taroves, which means you're menaira sakdero,
right? You made it better.
Then, what we're going to do is we're going to be mevatel the tam cholov. And why are we going to mevatel the tam cholov? What happened to Chanan? And he answers the Shach that kevan shelo noda liyeza chaticha nafal. We don't know where the cholov fell, which chaticha lo shayach lomer Chanan. Rabosa, is this a mitzvah or
that's
a din?
That's a din.
You know, I would almost
it's all in there.
Yeah. If I was teaching a course in methodology and Talmudic thinking, this could be a prime example of din. Then it doesn't seem to reflect any element of mitzvah over here. Now I'm bothered by one side question, which I don't want to get sidetracked, but just if you could write in a footnote, because at some point I'd love to come back to this question. Why do I need Nir? According to the logic here of the Shach, we don't know which chaticha received that tipa. So all the chatichos are potential candidates. The suffix is now chal on the entire kedera. Why do I need Nir? Meaning, the Shach also seems to... Let me see how I want to formulate this. In the Shach's perspective, it's not pure din. There's also some element of mitzius. It's like an A plus B. Yeah. If it was pure din, then you're talking about a general suffix, and therefore, you know, the whole kedera can now join hands and form a cartel, you know, that would attack this tipas cholov. Because the suffix as to where the cholov is equally spread out in the whole kedera. Because I don't know which chaticha received that tipas cholov. If that be the case, I don't think I should need near. But, you know, the Shach, I think, believes that there's a limit to how far you can go with din. You know, din is very nice, but not beyond... You know, the point of no return. There's got to be some framework. If there was near, and now you have a havamina that tipas cholov fell into, or the chaticha that received that tipas cholov now is mixed together with other chatichos, now we can apply the principle of bittul, and we're going to say that there's no chanan because we don't know which piece of meat is the one that received the tipas cholov. But if you didn't do near, you know, now we have two conditions. In order to be mitzarif the entire kedera to be mevatel the tipas cholov, you need both mitzius and din. You need a mitzius of near in order to make sure that tipas cholov, through this process of near, will somehow be mefakpea and spread throughout the entire kedera. So the entire kedera can now join forces to attack it. On the other hand, clearly the Shach is operating in the framework of din, because he's telling me that the reason why I could be mitzarif everything together after I do niyar, and all I need is bittul against the tam chalav, the tipas chalav itself, is because he didn't know which chaticha received that tipa, and therefore we don't apply the principle of chanan. That has to be bitten. But it's interesting. The Shach is not satisfied with just making revolutions, making waves, so to speak. He wants to find the precedent. So he tells you to open up to Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. So let's fast forward to Kuf Yud Aleph. It might be in the next volume.
Here.
Oh, it is here? Good. Okay. So Siv Zion.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read the summary of it, and then you'll read it inside for me. But first, let me summarize it. He says the following. You have two different kederos that are cooking. You know, your wife is cooking soup over here and meat over here in another kedero. Everything's mutter. Now a piece of isur, let's call it nevela, falls into one of these two kederos. The only problem is, when you start thinking about bittul, you don't know what. Which keder it fell into. Rabosai. Is there any way under the Messias logic of under the heavens that you could possibly say, well, let's be mevatel the Isur by adding A plus B, the first Kedera and the second Kedera, and the total, if it reaches Shishim, will be enough to be mevatel the Isur? Where did the Isur fall? Into one of these two Kederas. I can't tell you which one. So he says, "If you stay kederos shel heter, v'nofal isur toch achas mehen, v'ein yadul liyezo nofal, v'ein biachas kedei levatel isur, v'yesh b'shteim kedei levatel." If we calculate both together, we'll get bittul. He says, "Shteim mitztarfos levatlo."
Wow! Because it's lo yadua,
right? Isn't that wild? I mean, this is all based on din and not on mitzvahs. But again, I don't know if it's going to connect to Hanan per se, but the Shach is saying that if you want to find a precedent that dinei bittul depend not on the mitzvahs but on the halachic principles, the abstract din, here's a beautiful example, because the dinei tarovas are such that you could be mitzvah for another kedera. Yeah, I can't tell you which, but another kedera that didn't even receive the Tama Yisra, and it's all part of the Shishim, that's my mind. Shteim mitztarfos levatlo. Lefisha kol shehen shal adam echad osid lis'arev. New halacha called osid lis'arev. Eventually he's going to mix them all together because he owns both kederos. But what do you mean? Right now he didn't mix it together. It's kol shal osid lis'arev rono sukilu kvar ma'uro. We view it as if it's already mixed together, and therefore we can apply the principle.
Like Bila.
Yeah, but in the case of Bittul, this is very strange. Now, Belila or Bila applies when you're dealing with Halacha. So you want to know if this person, let's say, is Roy Lechalitza. So you're saying, well, if they can't speak now, right, because Chalitza requires reading a parasha, but tomorrow they'll be able to read it. You know, that makes him royal and bila. Or, for example, Rabbi Tam says that if you have two Edom who could testify in Bezdin, but instead they write down their Edus on a Ksav and send it to Bezdin, it's royal and bila. You know, that's because there's a halachic psul of Mipik Sovam. When does it apply? It applies for in the case of a person who's not royal and bila. But here we're talking about Bittul. So what are you telling me? It's royal and bila. You know, tomorrow he's going to mix these two pots together. But you're telling me that today I'm allowed to eat this pot with all its food in it, and there's a 50% chance that it's got a piece of the veil inside of it, and you're going to eat it. And we're not mixing it together. Tomorrow maybe we will mix it, but right now he didn't mix it, and it's bottled. Is Rono so ki'ilu kvar ma'urav. And the Shach says, Hu adin hocha. Here too, in the case of Hanan, we don't know which chaticha received the tipas cholov, ho v'chol hachatichos shebekedera asidin lis'arev. Once again, we you know, we assume that eventually he's going to take that chaticha and mix it up together with all the chatichos, because they're all cooking in the same pot simultaneously. Is mevela lo chaldin chaticha nasas mevela umutul anares hakadera. Okay, that's already so can I tell you to just to read the language of the Shach here in Sivkot Neches? Again, I don't know if you have to read the entire Shach.
Where are you? In Kufyud Aleph?
Kufyud Aleph, yeah.
But when you say Ches, you...
Well, let's...
It's not the Shach.
Yeah, let's leave out the Shach for a moment. We'll come back to the Shach in a minute. That's the Shach in Tzadi Beis.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's just look at the Mechaber in Simon Kufyud Aleph Siv Zion.
Yeah.
And he quotes a Rashi. But yeah, what does it say?
Are you kan shtei kaderos shel heter v'nafal yisur l'toch achat mehem v'ein yadu le'ezo nafal v'ein be'achat mehem k'dei levatel ha'yisur.
Over what?
V'yesh b'shtehen
k'dei
levatlo shtehen mitzafot levatlo.
Let me just underline those words. Shtehen mitzafot levatlo. Does that make you jump out of your seat? Yeah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say about Rav Chaim, that before Rav Chaim, Hilchas Tarobas was pots and pans. After Rav Chaim, it was very conceptual. You see that this is a din, it's not a mitzvah.
Oh, here's it even more. V'lo od, ela afilu achat b'bayit, v'achat ba'aliyah mitztarfot.
But only if it's owned by one person? Is that he's going to add that condition?
Didn't we say that?
We said that, but I was wondering if you could find it in the Mechaber, because I'm reading it from a secondary source.
We said it. I'm sorry, we didn't say it yet. V'hu adin afilu l'meya. V'med devar mamurim, b'shishtehen shel adam echad.
B'fisha
kol shehen shel adam echad, atid lihit arev.
Very good.
Aval im heim shel shnei b'nei adam, ein mitztarfot.
Right.
And the Ramah is Machmir. Yesh Machmirim Dafilu bi Adam Echad Ein Lahakel Lutzara Chefzeid. Okay, then you're into other issues. I had this crazy idea.
Yeah.
Isn't this in some way conceptually parallel to Kavua and Nimtza?
Could be. Because the Ran says that there's no such thing as Kavua L'mafreya, which means that if I didn't know that it was Kavua, I only find out later that it was Kavua. I don't apply Kavua retroactively to the time when the suffix was Nola. It's only Mikanu Lahava. But the only problem is that to apply those kinds of rules where Kavua is totally legal, if you follow what I mean. It's a legal fiction that because it's Kavua, therefore we're going to say it's Kimech Tzal Mechzidom. I mean, there's no compelling logic.
Right,
so then you could say that, you know, let's limit Kavua as much as possible and apply Rov we should expand our application of Rov to the extent we can. And we'll say that, you know what, we're not going to apply Kavua if he didn't know about
the... This is parallel to the concept of Nimtza.
Yeah, I'm not denying. You may have many, many different halachas in which the din reigns supreme, but in Tarovas and Bintel, that's like a pretty radical chiddush. You know, you're talking about a situation which it's impossible for that tam to spread out because they're in two different kederos. Or, for example, in Chanan, it's impossible to say that just because I didn't know which chaticha received the tipas cholav, therefore everything should be muta. I mean, that's like really over the top. You know, that's...
Wait, when we say shtehen,
I understand.
Shtehen mitzarfot levatlo. We had to pour them together.
I don't think so. I think we're talking about the possibility or the likelihood. Right?
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Correct. Osid lis arev ron oso kilu hu kvar meura. And we're going to apply bittul now.
On this.
Use it for sheva brachas. You know, this pot of meat. You know what I'm saying? Even for the chief rabbi. You know, or the chassid
rabbi.
You know, there's a marriage between bells and visions, and we're going to serve from this kedera because it's asid lis arev. I mean, it's a halachic entity. and we're applying bittul because we don't know which kedera it actually received. And in the case of Hanan, we don't know which chaticha received the tipas chola. Okay, so that's point number one, which again, I would like, if somebody has a pencil, I just want to make a note so that, I'll use a pen in B'Shas HaDchak, that B'li Neder, we want to come back to this, to try to work this all out. But again, I, as we go through the Sugya of Hanan, keep in mind that Hanan, we have one example, we may find other examples, just defies human mitzvah's logic. You know what I'm saying? The logic of where is this tipas cholov? Well, it spreads throughout a chaticha. Okay. Now we get to the last few words of Rav, which remember I omitted.
Should I close this?
Yeah, this we can put away for now. And Rav adds the following words. After he says, "Oseres kol chatichos kulo," Mipnesha hein mina, and here Rav is invoking the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is lo
bato,
which means that there's never ever going to be bittul according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav is accepting Rabbi Yehuda in a case of a tarovus of min b'mino. Now, when this chaticha becomes asura, and that's called chaticha nasis nevela. Now this chaticha gets mixed up with other chatichos. That's called the tarovus of min b'mino. And in such a case, everything is asur. There's no bittul. But let's take a look at Rashi on the second of the wide lines, the real wide line, the widest line. Yeah. Rashi says, "V'rav sovar lo ki Rabbi Yehuda, d'yomer min b'mino lo bittul." And there are Rishonim who accept this halacha, even though normally we would say Yachid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. So, from Yehuda's argument with the Chachamim accept bittul and validate bittul, even in the case of in b'mino, we should pass like the Chachamim. But Rashi's shita is that since Rav accepted the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we have to stand on the shoulders of Rav, and we have to accept that shita.
Because Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana?
No. What I mean to say is that Rabbi Yehuda is against the Rov, right? We have our principle. So we should be passing like the Chachamim, and Min B'mino is Bata. The Rashi says, no, we pass him Min B'mino ain't Bata, like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The answer is because Rav accepted Rabbi Yehuda. That's the power of Rav. This is going to be against Rabbi Yochanan, against Shmuel. In other words, no matter how many Tanoim and Amoraim you're gonna line up against Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, all of whom hold that Min B'mino is Batel, we're going to accept the sheet of Rav based on Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'mino is Lo Batel. Now, Rabosai, let's think in pure halachic terms, meaning leave out Metzius for just one moment. What we have in this kedera is two things. We have rotev and we have chatichos bos. Now, you have Hanan, and then you have Menares HaKedera, and now you have a mixture of what? Of chatichos bos with rotev and with chatichos bos. There's a big nafkamina between the two. With regard to the relationship between the chatichas basar and the other chatichas in this kedera, we have min b'mino. But with regard to the chaticha and its relation to the rotev, we have min b'sheino mino. Because a solid and a liquid, by definition, is min b'sheino mino. Now, I'm going to offer you two possibilities. One possibility is the following sequence. Let's begin with chaticha and chatichas. What are we going to end up with there? In that case, if we begin with the relation between this chaticha, which is the vela, is min b'mino. Now I'd offer you another alternative. Let's look at the relation between the chaticha and the rotev. That's already min.
The Shein Amino.
Now, let's postulate, because again, every possibility, but one possibility would be that in the relation between this Chaticha, which is above the Rotev, let's say, and the Rotev, we have Shishim.
Against what?
In other words, I have Shishim in the Rotev against the Chaticha's Pasuk.
The whole Chaticha.
Right, we have this little Chaticha, right, that received the Tipas Cholam, that was above the, you know, the Rotev line, and now I mix it up together with the Rotev. Forget about the Chaticha's Pasuk for a second. If I just isolate the Rotev, again, I'm asking you to keep your conceptual thinking caps on, then I may have Bittul against that Chaticha.
The whole Chaticha.
Well, now if I have Bittul against the Chaticha, then I have a relation between the Rotev and the other Chatichos, which is Min V'Sheino Mino, and I can again apply Bittul. But if on the other hand I start the sequence in the reverse order, and I begin by pressing, you know, what's the relation between the Chaticha that became the Vela and the other Chatichos, now I have Min
the Mino.
If there's no Bittul, then it means all the Chatichos in this Rotev are all Asuros, and there's no way that I'm going to get Shishim in the Rotev against the Chatichos, and if the whole Kedera is completely Asura. So really the ultimate destiny, or what word should I use, the ultimate halacha, that horah that would apply to this kedera from one extreme to the other, is a question of sequence. Should I begin with A, the relation between that chaticha that became the vela and the rotev, or should I begin with B, the relation between that chaticha and all the other chatichas? And there's a fundamental difference, because if I'm talking about chaticha and rotev, it's min b'sheino mino, and then we can apply bittul. If I'm talking about chaticha and chatichos, then it's min b'mino v'lo lo bottom. So which way should we go? So this is actually, believe it or not, a sugya of Rava. Rava, this is Rava's famous sugya. Gemara says the following. Omo lemar zutra bereidurav mori. Le Ravina, so my Zutra turns to Ravina and he says the following. Michti. This doesn't make sense. Rav commanded Omar Lishmaite Kirav Yehuda. Rav, who said that this Chaticha asks all the other Chatichos, he's standing on the shoulders of Rav Yehuda, who holds bet in all Dini Torah min b'mino lo bata. But Lema Pligi Adarava, why are you eliminating the Rotev element here? The Omar Rava, Rava holds Kasava Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda. No, in the following scenario, Rebbe Yehuda is going to agree that there is Bittul when it's a mixture of not only Min B'Mino, but at the same time it's also Min B'She'eno Mino. Kol Shehu Min U'Mino V'Davar Acher. Notice the mixture is not just pure Min B'Mino. Let's have oranges that fell to oranges, or in this case, basar that fell to basar. But I also have an element of davar acher, let's say the rotev. So what do we do in such a case? Do we isolate the relation between the min b'mino, or do we have a right to apply bittul based on the min b'she'eno mino, which is also part of this tarovus? So this tarovus presents us with a riddle of sorts, you know, a complicated two possibilities. One in which we set up a min b'mino situation, and therefore it's not bottle. And the other is we can look at the same tarovus and call it a min b'sheino mino because of the davar acher, which is eino mino. And Ravik formulates the following principle: salekes mino kemisha eino. Again, all this is what Rabbo saying. This is the conceptual, abstract world of halacha of din. This is not mitzius. He's saying, imagine as if the other chatichos of basar in this tarovus don't exist, so there's no min b'mino. That's called salek. Like salek means like pushing on the side. B'she'eno mino, but in the relation between the min b'she'eno mino, the min iser into the min she'eno mino of heter,
yeah,
is rabba olav umevatlo. If you have enough of a volume of shishim against the mino, against the min b'she'eno mino, if you follow what I mean, then you can apply the principle of bittul, and He here in the Masifta, he has a quote from the Ramban and the Rashba. They say that Roim es haheter shebimino shela isukilu eno kayam u midod es haheter she eno mino. I'm sorry, she eno mimin ha isu levado kineged ha isu. So we're going to calculate the she'eno mino against the isur, the she'eno mino of heter. The ad kama she'ein be'isur k'dei losseis tam b'she'eno mino ha'eno mino b'vatel es ha'isur. The af kan here to yesh b'k'dei rote v'chatichos the af shachatichos mimin ha'chaticha nesorel she'nesraheim, which means it's min b'mino, but nevertheless rote v'eno mino. The came and share Rav Bidvarov Diber Bidubar Bikshayesh Berotev Harbe. There's a very significant volume of Rotev. Kide Bidul Achatichos and Asoros. Ism came Kashim. Adua Osa Rav is called Achatichos. Hare Achaticha Asura. Misbateles Berotev. That's the key word here. Misbateles. Vishuveni Yechol Lesser Ashar Achatichos. And it won't be able to ask the other chatur. So this is the Gemara's objection to Rav. How does Rav? Why is Rav oblivious to the principle of salekes she'eno mino? Salekes mino to be she'eno. So that Polineta will try to pick up tomorrow.